It's a good question in terms of the future of the biodiesel industry when is the tax credits have expired. I think first and foremost, I think our approach is to figure out ways in which we can build demand for the product. We think that there's an industry if there's demand. So the fact that we're using our other USDA projects and programs like the Business and Industry Loan Program to provide opportunities to produce more biodiesel, and then working with the Navy and the Department of Defense. The Navy has made a very serious commitment as part of its overall strategic strategy to really rely more heavily on biofuels in the future. And this is sort of the test pilot process here in Hawaii. When we get to the Navy using 50% of its fuel needs in biofuel, that's an enormous market that's going to be available that will make it easier for the industry to survive. And we've seen examples of this take place recently with the Navy contracting to purchase 450,000 gallons of biofuel, which will be mixed to produce roughly 3/4 of a million gallons that will be used here in the Pacific Theater and as part of their Green Fleet initiative. To the extent that we create a drop-in aviation fuel, we're creating new industries. So I don't think we necessarily have to rely solely on tax credits. I think we are now looking at strategies that will help build demand and making sure that as demand is built, supply is also being ramped up at the same time and using our existing authorities and existing programs. The challenge will obviously be to ensure that we have continued support for those traditional programs and using them in an innovative way, which gets us back to the blueprint for strengthening service and examples of USDA wanting to preserve as much of its budget as possible to be able to put into these programs.